Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
Working 5 to 9.
On WGN.
5 to 9. 5 to 9. You can do it.
It is 6:40, time for our Monday morning appointment with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, how are we going to convince people to get their vaccines?
Yeah, Bob, it is unfortunate. You know, that's probably the biggest thing right now is the vaccine hesitancy and the creeping high rate of those who aren't getting their second shots. And mm-hmm. I would just hope everybody looks towards India and sees what's going on there and understands the importance of us getting to a point of herd immunity.
Here in Illinois, the vaccination rate dipped for the 11th consecutive day, dropping to the lowest it's been in about 2 months. Do we really need to get to an 80% vaccination rate for herd immunity, Doc?
Well, you have to remember that the 80% would include children as well. So, you know, so we are nowhere near where we need to be. But it's interesting that, you know, 2 months ago we said, oh my gosh, or 3 months ago we'll say, you know, how am I going to get a shot? How am I going to get a shot? And we said, hey, you know what? Don't worry, by June we will have plenty of shots. Well, here we are at May with plenty of shots. So to your point, everyone has an opportunity to get a shot right now and very easily. And to get to 80% for herd immunity, yeah, that would be really nice. But I'm not sure we're going to hit that point with the hesitancy that we're seeing right now.
And for anyone who got dose one of the Pfizer or Moderna and thinks I don't need dose two, couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Correct. You know, dose one, certainly you're going to get some protection between 60 and 70%. We don't know how long that would last after dose one. We just know that the clinical trial showed that two doses gives you 95% immunity, and we know that it lasts at least 6 months, you know, and that's an ongoing trial that they're still looking at to see how long this is going to last in case we will need a booster in the future, which it appears we will. But certainly the opportunity to get a shot right now, we have shown, look at the numbers now, the cases are down, and now you're starting to see people being allowed to go outside without masks and being allowed to gather. I would hope that if you're on the hesitancy fence, that you would like to get back to some of those social interactions and get the shot.
Yeah. And for anyone who thinks, well, you know what, if I get COVID, it's probably going to be mild, no worries, I don't need the vaccine. Pay attention to studies like when I was reading about a few days ago in the UK, they found 1 in 3 COVID survivors suffer neurological or mental disorders within 6 months of infection. So even if you get over it quickly, you could have long-term problems, couldn't you?
Absolutely. The long-term problems, it's really interesting. You know, the cases that the individuals that had mild cases, mild, moderate, even somewhere that felt like they were almost asymptomatic, are still having long-term problems, right? Those long-term problems are usually loss of taste and smell, cognitive, little brain fog, and headaches. The individuals who get really sick and end up in the hospital on ventilators, those are the individuals that we're seeing have lung damage and heart damage. So the spectrum of the long-term damage on this virus is huge. And like you said, that was a big study that came out of the UK. 1 in 3 with even mild and or minimal symptoms still ended up with long-term neurologic, being cognitive, headaches, taste and smell loss.
And what about this drug we heard about this past week, Pfizer's experimental oral drug to treat COVID-19 at the first sign of illness? Is this going to be on the market soon?
No, I don't think so. And it's interesting. I think it was very unfortunate timing, because now people say, well, I don't need to get the vaccine because there's going to be a medication for that. So Pfizer is looking at making what we call a protease inhibitor. And this is a class of drugs that we use for hepatitis, we use for HIV, so we use for other viral illnesses. And there's about 5 or 6 different manufacturers out there that make this. And they are just starting what we call phase one study. And then that phase one study, it's going to be less than 100 people. And at that time, what they look at is giving different doses to see if it's safe and tolerable. That is what a phase one study does, not to see that it's effective. Phase two and phase three shows the effectiveness, and that's when we get into large groups. If you remember, we were talking about the phase three study on the vaccine trials. All have had 30,000 people. Vaccine trials are a little different than drug trials. They'll probably get a couple thousand, maybe 4,000 for the drug trial, but certainly we won't have results back to a point where it would be approved by the end of the year. So I can't see that, which I think was unfortunate, because now people have this glimmer of hope that I don't care, I'm not going to get it because I'm going to have a medication that's going to treat it.
Right. We don't need that out there. Continuing with Dr. Kevin Mose, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. One more thing about vaccine hesitancy, Doc. Hearing about the full FDA approval of COVID-19 vaccines, hopefully coming soon, to supplant the emergency use authorizations. This could help fight that vaccine hesitancy, couldn't it?
It really could, Bob. You know, we're acting right now, as you just said, under EUA, and to get the full approval, that may sway some people, so that may have some of the people that are hesitant there. And then I think probably the more bigger one is that you'll start to see these companies that are making the vaccine actually market it and advertise for it and probably get more information into people's hands through radio and TV. And then it also opens the potential for mandates. You know, you're starting to see a lot of colleges mandating this. Is it going to come back in the fall for vaccination? But I think you could see healthcare providers, health systems, and other companies could mandate it as they do flu shots.
Here's a good question that came in on the text line. I got my first COVID vaccine shot in late March, but was diagnosed with COVID before I got the second one. When is it safe for me to go to my second dose? I had a mild case, but I'm still feeling effects 3 weeks later.
Yeah, you can go now. You know, 14 days after, you know, the majority of the symptoms are over is fine. But certainly, please get that second shot. You'll have some natural immunity, but then you're also going to get the additional boost from the vaccine itself. But if you're 3 weeks past right now, mm-hmm. you can get that vaccine.
We always get lots of questions along the lines of this. From a listener, is it okay to take an antiviral drug such as Valtrex on the same day as my COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, so you got to remember, those are two different things, right? The vaccine is teaching your body to make antibodies. The Valtrex is actually fighting a viral infection at the time. So two totally different arms, I'll say, of defense. So don't stop your regular medications because of that. Kind of like, would you say, boy, I'm going to go get my influenza shot. Do I stop taking this medication? No, we're teaching the body, and that's what the vaccine is going to do, where the other is essentially a drug that is fighting a viral infection currently. So no, do not stop your medications for that.
Is the thinking now that there will be a booster shot to cover the variants?
That's what it's looking like right now, but now it all comes down to timing, Bob, because it's, you know, think about it. We know that the vaccine is giving us this 6 months of protection. So as we're watching this, it's going to be the timing of the booster as well as what's in the booster. If you see what's going on in India and the big outbreak, they have a double mutant going on right now. They have this strain that is very concerning. So yeah, I'm sure the companies are looking at that, saying, okay, if we're going to do a booster, just like we do with influenza each year, we want to make sure we have the predominant strains in that booster shot. And it would not surprise me to see that we put both the booster for COVID and the influenza into the same shot to make it easy for individuals to be protected.
This listener says, I came down with a bad 48-hour fever and chills 2 weeks after my second vaccination. Could this have been a very late reaction to the vaccine?
Very unusual, you know, very unusual. I mean, we're seeing usually that the body's immune response is going to happen and it's going to give you the side effects within those first 24 to 48 hours. certainly not 2 weeks later. You probably caught a bug at that point and got over it fairly quickly.
And people are always asking whether it's okay to have other procedures done around the time of the vaccine. Here's a question from a listener. I had my second shot April 19th. I need a mammogram. When can I schedule that appointment?
Yeah, so this is a really important one. So one of the side effects, one of the effects of the vaccine is when it turns on the immune system, it can cause increased swelling in lymph nodes. And lymph nodes under the arm and close to the breast are actually caught on mammograms. So we want to make sure that people wait an extended period of time after they've had their vaccine before they go to get their mammogram, because you could take the mammogram and see large lymph nodes and be concerned about cancer and then have to go on and have other procedures done when, in fact, it's just the response from the vaccine. So I think, if I'm not mistaken right now, I think the recommendation, they're looking at 30 or 40 days past your second shot by the time you would get the mammogram.
Yeah, that is really good information, because I don't think that's been out there for people. So thank you for bringing that up. And why do some people react more strongly to the vaccine than others?
Yeah. You know, and there's two parts to that question, because some people say, I didn't have any side effects whatsoever. Does that mean that it didn't work? And no, we've shown that, you know, in the clinical trial like we were just discussing, you know, 30,000 people had this. Well, of those 30,000, 40% had side effects, 60% did not have side effects, and yet they got great protection. So we're going to know that some people, their immune system is going to turn on and kind of go into hyperdrive, and you're going to feel achy. You might even have a fever for a day or two. You might feel lethargic, but it's going to go away after 2 days or 3 days. And other individuals that didn't have any symptoms, don't be concerned. The studies have shown that the vaccine works even in individuals who didn't have side effects.
You know, I felt really good over the weekend seeing people out and about again. But then you turn on the news and you hear what's going on in India, and you just hope we're not too anxious to get back at it here and don't drop our guard. Is that what concerns you?
Yeah, a little bit. But you have to remember, too, India, the number of their population of vaccination is about 1%, where, you know, we are up there a little bit higher. Certainly, we do not want to get anywhere near where they're at. That is extremely concerning. But I think the thing that concerned me this weekend was looking at the NFL draft as well as the Kentucky Derby, and I didn't see a whole heck of a lot of masks, and I saw a whole bunch of people. So, you know, we still have to be a little bit more concerned, because I can't look at those people and say, oh, they've been vaccinated. We need to get to that point so that when you do see these large gatherings, you know that someone has shown proof of vaccination to get in, and now it relieves you to say, okay, now we are getting back to the sense of normalcy.
Hey, I'm still not taking any chances. I've got the phone 6 feet away from me
there
as I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Most. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Take care, guys.